Welcome, welcome. The newest addition to my harem. And quite a looker by, well, my standards for sure. I think by anyone's standards at that. Well, it seems we have a lot to discuss. First of all, the rules of things. No, you look like you already understand it. How interesting. And that look, well, I can't tell if you're a pervert or just inquisitive. Doesn't really matter, though. Either way, I'm game. Though, with how obvious your attraction is to me, I'm almost suspicious of you. But, given the fact that you may have had eyes for me first, I suppose I have to give you the benefit of the doubt, don't I? Now, more so than that, let's discuss things. What is it that made you want to be a part of my, well, whatever you'd like to call this? Interesting and simple answer. I like it. But more than that, why me, huh? The epitome of manhood, huh? Well, I suppose I've done a few things worthy of that. What do you think? Want to be my significant other? Might even break some rules for you. You might be fourth, but I don't rank things like that. A proper polyamorous relationship should have everyone loving everyone. So I hope you understand the baggage that comes with me. My wives will, of course, love you. There's no doubt. And I, well, I might be a bit of the possessive type. A bit too possessive sometimes, but what's a few toxic traits to what amounts to be something so innocent or divinely not? Regardless, I have a dangerous line of work, and I think you're more than adequately aware of it. You might be the first one that I've taken that just goes along with everything. But perhaps it's because you're used to taking orders in the Demon Slayer corpse. You thought I wouldn't be able to tell, but the way you're breathing gives it away. Seems your discipline, or as much as you'd like to hide it, can't betray who you really are. Now, let's cut to the chase. What is it you want from me? Why'd you end up here? Not many people would join things this far in, nor would they feel comfortable joining last, so to speak. And I just asked you out of the blue to join me. So why? What is it about me that made you feel that confident? Dare I ask? So my theories of you previously admiring me might just be correct. You're being cryptic with it, but I'll give you credit where credit is due. You picked a nice target. And for what it's worth, you must be exceptionally talented, considering I didn't know about you until, well, we met yesterday. Things are going fast, but that's not always a bad thing. In fact, I would say it's quite a good thing because I don't like to waste time. At least not in terms of lovers and many different things that come with them. Now, tell me a bit about yourself. That's all. Any other stories or... Well, I'm listening. Don't get me wrong. Just a little shot. You're a bit too storied to end up with me. Usually it's the boring types, no offense to my other wives, but you seem a little more exciting than most. And to that end, well, I guess I'm a little shocked, taken aback, out of my comfort zone. I like it. Reminds me of training. but in a good way. Didn't think I'd be saying that anytime soon. But, putting that aside, you probably know all about me, so I'll spare you the details for now. But, is there something that you would like to request of me? Joining my beloved polyamorous relationship comes with many, many myriad benefits. The main difference, compared to most, is that I will never forsake you. I will never look at anyone outside of this lover's circle. And, of course, I'll protect you. There isn't a soul around who could take me down. And I take pride in that. Maybe there's some people who think they could. And maybe there's a lot of them who might have more potential. But potential doesn't matter when you've got the cold hard facts to back up whatever you want to call what I've got. Pretty sexy, huh? No, don't look that way. Chin up. Or else I can't kiss you. Do you want me to? I was only teasing you, but you look so ready for it. Damn. Did we know each other a long time ago, or... I can't tell. Fuck it. Oftentimes, these things get so complicated. And for what? Why not keep it simple? See? It spells kiss if you think about it. Well, almost. But, that aside, tell me, what could be rushing behind those eyes? I can tell who you are. I just wanted you to know that your talent won't go to waste, even if we're dating. Even if I marry you straight away. Of course not. I would never dream of getting in the way of someone with so much talent, so much potential. I know I was ragging on potential a moment ago, but it's a little bit different when it's someone who I give a shit about. Pardon my crassness, but you seem worth caring about. Worth my time, worth the feelings, and, of course, worth the effort. Oh, come now. We could beat around the bush about it. But face it, you want me. You've dreamed of this day for a long time. And I might not be the best judge of character, but I'm a damn good judge of honesty. And those eyes? You can't lie with those eyes, honey. You can't lie even a little bit. And I'd be lying, Lilac, if I thought, if for a second, that you weren't wanting a lot more than this. You crave that attention. You crave that romance, even though I'm already technically taken. That doesn't matter to you. You want that polyamorous relationship, huh? You do look like the jealous type, though. Just no killing anybody. They wouldn't stand a chance against you, you know. But, putting even that aside, what is it? This feeling. It's like you're different, but in a good way. You shouldn't be too surprised. I mean, do you think about it? You're the only one who can relate to me on this kind of level. Never dreamed of dating a fellow demon slayer, but now that I am, I can say it's a pleasant surprise. I always thought that you'd be too muscly. And then again, that's not a bad thing. Whoever says muscles aren't sexy as hell, they don't know what they're talking about. So, putting that aside, what I want to know is what you intend. You're not going to be too jealous, are you? Well, I've never been one to break too many hearts, but if the day comes that perhaps things were a little different, maybe I'd even consider that wild proposal. You're out of your mind. But somehow it just works for you. It's almost like that's your nature. To be a little unscrewed. A little unscrupulous, too. Chaotic, maybe. And a whole lot more baggage in there somewhere. I can't tell exactly what you're hiding, but for what it's worth, I can tell you're a terrible liar. And also that you already told one lie to me already. What lie could it be? Your eyes say it all. But does that mean there's multiple lies? That, my dear, is the question. And if I can't fully trust you, how am I supposed to fully love you? You understand the problem, right? Then, why don't we discuss that? Go ahead. Tell me what it is. I'm not mad, just a little bit surprised that you would lie so early. You must have had a rough life, huh? Though they say the rough points in life are like spice. They make people so much more interesting, don't they? Walk with me. You see, this place here, this is one of my favorite places. Something that mostly belongs to me. I say mostly only because it doesn't feel like it's mine yet. You ever had to say goodbye to someone? They leave you with something you never asked for? Well, that's exactly how I feel about this place. It's not that I hate it. It's not even that I don't want it. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Instead, I think I'd just like to do it justice. I miss my friend. I miss them a lot. And I know this will never replace them, but it sort of has their feel, like their souls here. And while I wouldn't like them to be bound to earth forever or something, it's nice to feel that warmth again. Not everyone can come back from this job, and everybody knew that when they first started. But even so, you can't always reminisce. But when you can, I feel like it has some bigger meaning. Whatever you put your heart to, you gotta do it with everything you've got. And to that end, I won't ever do something halfway. And I think you understand that. I think you resonate with that too. It's not easy to be a demon slayer, especially with the training getting worse over time. If I do have to say so myself, you had it rougher than me. At least conceptually. In practice, we're all equals. Things may change, but other things stay the same. And even after all this, what does it matter? You found your way here, and the rest of it is history. Second by second, a meaning that we share. What do you think? Pretty cool, right? You know, I got a good feeling about you. Now, if you want to talk about what you lied about, what you told me, I'd be more than happy to listen. But if you don't, I'm not going to pry. In fact, I think a little mystery makes you more sexy. Well, as sexy as someone who has that look on their face can be. You look a little bit distraught. Stressed. Don't tell me. Someone put you up to this or something? No. You don't think it was a lie, huh? Like I said, telling the truth is something of a specialty of mine. Both the truth of one's soul and the truth of one's nature. Maybe you didn't even realize it was a lie. Hey, I'm serious about this. You need to tell me, at least, how you feel. Why you're here right now. I won't hurt you. I promise. I know you probably didn't expect this from me, but the last thing I'd want is to see you hurt. see anyone hurt. With select exceptions, of course. But being that you're not a demon, and being that you're not my enemy, I can sense at least that much. I'd like to say I'm a good judge of character, but my wives definitely disagree, as you'll soon find out. As for this right here, well, this feels like a rendezvous. Almost like a dishonest meeting. But not for the reasons you probably would expect. I'm not saying that you're dishonest. I'm not even saying that our meeting is unscrupulous. Instead, there's a feeling. Call it like a cloud above your head. Like there's a storm raging in there. And for what it's worth, I don't usually feel like this, but come here. That's it. Just relax. I promise I won't bite too hard. Nice reaction. I think I could get used to that one. Now, spit it out. You've been dealing with a lot, huh? You don't say. So we did have a connection, huh? The past is such a storied and crazy thing. Like a serpent wrapping around the whole world. That's what it feels like sometimes. Constricting, and other times, slack as a rope. Right now, you feel like you're getting constricted from all sides. And maybe I'm reading too far into this, but this hug seems like it's really needed. Maybe you needed just a bit more coercion to feel a bit better. Plus, now that you're mine, whatever's burdening you is my burden too. I don't say that lightly, and I swear to you, as one of the members of the Hashira, I will never abandon you. Unless you betray me, but even then, I probably wouldn't. That's a pretty sad fact, isn't it? My self-preservation. My righteousness. Which one should really win? Depends, doesn't it? There's no right or wrong answer. It's just a perspective. A stance, a choice. As with everything. And as with you. Somehow, for better or much worse, you've found yourself here with me. You found yourself in my arms, and you found yourself getting recruited to be a part of my loving little circle. But is this really what you want? I want you to be honest. I'm not trying to pressure you, but it's a little hard not to. Well, your reactions, they're so cute. And every time I see them, I just think, wow, damn, that's something special right there. That one's a keeper. Your reactions aren't as reserved as the others. I don't think I've ever seen someone as both shy and outgoing. A weird combination of the both that I just can't imagine exists anywhere in the world. That makes you special. But even putting your special aside, I think there's something about you that I just like. Call it attraction, no. You got that down pat, but it's more than that. It's a quality that I can't quite put into words. But to say you're special, then it becomes an understatement. I could think of it in words, but why speak them when you can already feel them in my gaze? No doubt, I'm sure you can feel more than that. Come here, sit on my lap. Might as well, right? A little skinship sometimes helps with first meetings like this, first dates, so to speak. I would take you somewhere normally, but something tells me with that expression, you don't want to go anywhere. Not now. Maybe not ever. That's a little concerning in itself, but the good kind of concerning. At least in my slightly toxic handbook. Not bad, right? And this way, you can just relax. Be yourself. Sprawl out if you want. That's right. I've got this big body for a reason. It's strong enough to hunt demons, so it's definitely strong enough to handle a demon slayer such as yourself, talented or not. Whether you become my co-worker someday, in terms of being a part of the Hashira, or if you end up as something else, retiring, being with me, I wouldn't mind that either. No matter which choice you choose, I'll be happy to support you. The difference being is, I might be a little more biased. Because connections, they've never felt quite this real. And I know this is a disservice to my other spouses, but I think, possibly, you might be making me... No, I can't say that. If I were to say it, I feel like I'd commit some sort of crime. But I'll whisper it to you. Just this stays between me and you. You kind of want something that I do too. And when I think about it, when I feel my heart racing like this, and your back against the wall because I set you there, I just feel this unnatural urge to tease, this unnatural feeling that maybe you might be a bias breaker in the best kind of way. And there might be something special, some chemistry between us, so to speak. But it's more than that, isn't it? Because I can feel it. I can see it. I can sense it. And I can almost taste it. That's what it's like. That scent on you. Somewhere between. Well, do I really need to say it? That scent reminds me of home in the best kind of way. Not in the tragic kind of way. But you have to understand one thing. You're dangerous, honey. You're so dangerous. Because the more I think about you, the less my mind is filled with that fair sense. And I feel almost bad for the rest of them, but right now, you feel like a shiny new toy. One that I'd like to break in quite readily. Too much? Well, it doesn't have to mean it that way. But it could mean it that way, too. They are my words, after all, and I don't like mincing them. But for the sake of argument, what do you think we should do? You think I should make that a new reality, or should I take my time with it? Maybe just a bit more? Well, if you want me to take my time, take it slow, then maybe I will. Maybe just for you, I could be bothered to. Maybe that bias breaker that you happen to be has got my heart racing and my body following suit. What then? What comes next? Do you even have anything to say? I kind of like that expression. It's almost like you can't help yourself. That there's something that you can't figure out. Why? Why is it you? You've never thought of yourself in a great way, have you? Probably lost a lot of people you love. But even then, even with all of that, I don't mind it. In fact, I think that little broken part of you just makes you so much more. They say the spice of life, blah, blah, blah. You heard it all before. But that's not what I like about you. It's that you're real. It's that you're so wonderful. But not just wonderful, you're broken. battered, bruised, the whole lot. But even then, you're so different. It's cryptic, probably. Maybe I'm rambling. But even then, would you really mind it? The rambling of a man as hot as me. Does it bother you? Or does it excite you? You have to choose. But even more than that, you have to figure out. What are you going to do if I push you around? Would you not like it? Would it be maybe something else? Maybe it would feel wonderful to just give in to all that. Whatever all that really means. Got any ideas? I sure do. Now, why don't we talk about it? No, actually, words are fucking cheap, aren't they? Won't you indulge me in a conversation a little bit more intimate? How about that? Good. You understand. And you'll understand even more soon. Don't you like that? Don't you live for this? You've been stalking me for a while, so you probably know what all this means, don't you? You know exactly what all this means. Every last detail, every last touch. Then, you have a problem? Or is it just that you'd like to have one more right now? That's it. Why don't we settle this? Amazing that you trust me, Tim. God, I feel like I haven't been thinking this whole time. It's just been feelings. Strange, devoid feelings. And I wonder, with your heart racing like that to the point where I can hear it, I have pretty good senses. By the looks of it, you do too. Hey? My eyes are up here. I know burying your head in my chest might be tempting, but don't go for that just yet. You haven't even bought me dinner. Or maybe, just maybe, you'll be that dinner, huh? Don't mind if I do, then. You're just a little bit more special by the minute. I think maybe this all suits you better. Maybe you're a demon slayer first and a lover second. Or maybe I get to have you as a lover first. And all that demon slaying stuff, all that trauma, all that revenge comes second. And what comes first is that warm, fuzzy feeling you get when our lips meet. And we don't think about too much. We just do it. Like animals, they're so honest to themselves, aren't they? Though I think I'm a little less rough than that. At least a little bit. Right? I'm not exactly going to do something that goes against what you want. But I will warn you. If you don't stop me, I can be a little much. And by looks of how you are right now, you don't look like you want to stop me. Then, you should be careful what you wish for. Just a little bit more careful then. You know what I mean, right? Last chance to back out, okay? After that, I'm kissing the hell out of you. And that's just the start. Now, about that meal. Since you've made your decision, I'll make mine too. Itadakimasu. Oh, feisty, aren't we? That feistiness, I love it. Makes me want to do a bunch of things more than I have already. But pushing you around... kissing you into something sloppier than that... kissing down your sides doesn't sound too bad either. You know, I'm not one to complain, but... You do things to me. Do things to me that make me think I should do things to you too. Well then, you've got a nice vantage point, don't you? Watch me as I devour you. You'll be able to see everything from this angle. Oh, don't be so surprised. You're light as a feather right now. And I think that your head's about to be a whole lot lighter too. You know what they say. Only two things in the world can make people lose themselves. Pleasure and pain. And I'm going to give you one of those. A lot more than hopefully you've ever had. I do have a lot of experience. Just so you know. Tasting you. The slight bite of your skin. The devilish way I descend upon you. And those thighs. Extra kissable. What happens if I put my tongue here? Huh? Pretty good, huh? I can tell. You're full of surprises, aren't you? That's what I'm talking about. That's the reaction I crave. Just full of surprises. Non-stop. And look at you. Always a new expression, huh? I did say it's all about spoiling you, didn't I? Did I miss that part, or... Well, I think I said it with my mouth. Just not in the way that you'd think. Feisty then, shall we? You're extra cute. That honesty suits you more than the lies. And right now, I can tell how honest you really are. Don't stop now. You're on a roll. Okay. Oh, my God. Well, I can't say I'm surprised, but at the same time, I can't say I'm not. So, more so than that, why don't we have a little more of a good thing? I'm all for getting too much of a good thing right now. As long as you don't mind it. Look at you. You're just full of surprises.
aren't you?
Now, I may not historically like surprises, but when it comes to a girl of your caliber, I make exceptions. That surprise, I want to know what's going through your head. What's rushing through your veins, and where it's rushing, I wonder. Maybe to that hot, throbbing clit. And just look at your nipples. You're just so damn turned on, aren't you? And we've barely done anything. You must really, really be into me. Is that it? Naughty, naughty. You could have at least tried to have some prudency. But right now, I think I like this wild side to you. The one that can't stop eyeing how hard I am. Are you really surprised after what you did? Grinding against my thigh like that, after I ate you, devoured you, the way that I did. Well, I guess it can't be helped. What I want right now isn't something that's going to be easy for you, by any means. You see, that smoking hot body, I want it on me, but not in the way you might expect. I don't want to be inside you right now. I want to grind against you relentlessly. I want to feel what it's like when you go limp with agonizing pleasure. Maybe that makes me the pervert that I warned you I was, and maybe I just don't care. What's the matter? Don't love it? Oh, come on. We both know you love all of this. Otherwise, you wouldn't have taunted me with those eyes right now. You would have said something to stop me. You would have distanced. You wouldn't be latching to me for dear life. Nails digging into my back. And for what? This cock rubbing against you. So tenderly, isn't it? You have to be gentle. The slower it is, the more painstaking the orgasm will be. Don't you know? Denial is some of the best shit you can do. Especially to a body like yours. Oh, don't even get me started. But I guess it's too late after I already started myself. Fancy that. You like that? Just raw dogging it like that. Rubbing against you, grinding. Something about it is so sexy, isn't it? You can't tell why, because it shouldn't give you as much pleasure, but it's in your mind. It's how you focus on it. You're such a damn pervert with it. You remind me of myself when it comes to pleasure. And that's saying something. I mean, think about it. Three wives wasn't enough. Had to get me a fourth. And this one? Maybe you'll finally be able to keep in line with my libido. Maybe this time. This time only, I'll be able to show you that this is different. This is the kind you can only get when you got a few screws loose in that head. Hell, maybe there's no screws at all. Maybe that's what kind of time we're gonna have. Things getting a little messy down here, huh? The more I tweak those nipples, the more you seem to squirm. Is that it? Just listen. All that leaking, sexy substance flowing out like that. I know you love it. You love it because, well, if you didn't, it would show. If you didn't, I'd be able to tell immediately. If you didn't, you wouldn't fucking be with me. And I'll say that every goddamn time. I'm not exactly novice when it comes to sex. So you're gonna feel the experience real quick. Trust me. You seem to like what I was doing before, but shall I make some more love to this place? Come on now. You can't have that sexy of a pussy. I don't want to eat it all day. Well, don't blame me if I like my meals raw and hot. Squirm for me. Squirm for me. It's like you're trying to drown me, huh? Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. Fuck yes. That honesty suits you well. Now, shall we make you more honest? What, you didn't think it was gonna end there, did you? Come on, I still gotta breed you. Who said I wasn't gonna stuff you full of my kids? I think I owe it to you, don't I? It's the least I could do for all this turning on you made me do. I mean, think about it. Look at how hard I am. Go ahead, take it all in. It's yours, you know. Now that we're together, it's yours and you can take it. Whenever and however you like it. That's why that coy look just makes me want to chase you, shove you down, and fuck you so hard. You know, like I'm gonna do right now. You didn't think you were getting away with it, did you? Shaking that fine fucking ass. Doesn't matter if there were some clothes left. Fuck it. Right now, listen as they fall to the ground. Almost off, right? And there they go. Guess what's happening now? Well, now it's an all-you-can-eat buffet with you as the only thing on the menu. I'm afraid I might be like a wild animal in bed, but that doesn't mean I can't make you enjoy being my prey right now. You can think of it that way. Whatever helps you understand and feel. That's what matters to me. So, why don't you go ahead and stop boogling and come and have some time. Come and take a seat. Or see where your hands or maybe something else wandered. Oh, how romantic. Giving my fucking cock a kiss. How can you hold back? At this point, you look like you're gonna combust. You want it that bad, huh? Well then, I guess you'll have to excuse me. I do have this nice place for you to sit, if you're so waiting of it. Don't feel bad. Unless you just don't like fucking with your man. But I can tell, even if you said that, it'd be a lie. Because you're obvious. Your eyes tell the story that your body tells the rest. Now, instead of talking, wasting time, Why don't you tend to that throbbing cock? Why don't you do something then? And if I get impatient, though, just a warning. I'm not very patient. Now, since you wanted it this way, since we're gonna do things this way, do me a favor. Bite the pillow. You're gonna need to. Because it's gonna be so nice and slow. So incredibly agonizing in how good it feels. And that you might just scream. And at that point, it doesn't matter, but I like the idea of you muffling your screams. And by looks of it, you do it anyways. The feeling of it being too embarrassing, cascading over your body, huh? Well then, I'll say it again. Thank you for the meal. Grabbing you by the waist like this. Pulling you in. It feels so natural, doesn't it? Like this is how it was supposed to be. Oh, that's it. That's it. Yeah. Pussy so tight. Oh, fuck. Nice and easy. I did say I'd take it nice and slow. Yeah, you tell me if it's too much, okay? I'm not some kind of demon here. I'm Demon Slayer, remember? I want you to feel good so bad. It's our first time together, and it couldn't have come sooner. Fuck. You feel good. You like that? Yeah, I like it too. Your insides feel like they were made for me. Fuck. Oh, that's the good stuff. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, just hold it there. Not so hasty. Yeah, that's it. Just like that. Oh, God. Feels so good. Oh. Can't get this anywhere else. Oh, God. Oh, that's it. You like that, don't you? Best you ever felt, right? Wow, look at how much is coming out. Dripping and dribbling. What a fucking mess. That's not quite good enough for you, is it? Your eyes told me that. So why don't we make this bedrock just a bit more? First it was the walls, then it's the furniture, then it's the bed, right? Just gotta relax. Easy does it. Not bad. That's the temple. That's the temple. Oh, what an encore. Fuck. This whole experience is so intense, so carnal, it really is like animals. Not yet. That's not it. Not quite ready yet. You know we could do better, right? That's the spirit. That's what I wanted to hear from the start. Fuck. Oh, can't hold back much longer. Looks like you're the same, huh? That's what that twitching feels like. Yeah. Don't hold back for my sake. Come on. Fuck. Like a wild beast, literally. Guess I shouldn't underestimate sex with another demon slayer. God damn. That was a lesson learned. Can't really feel my lower half right now. Well, I guess you wouldn't have it any other way. By looks of things, the feeling's mutual, huh? Well, I guess it was a success. For first romp in the bed, I think I liked it a whole lot. Like I said, your problems are my problems now. And by looks of it, you've got some problems of too much cum. Too much of a mess we've made. I don't really mind it, but that's not exactly a compliment. But it's not anything other as well. Maybe it's a backhanded compliment. Maybe I'm poking fun, or just maybe I like you. And maybe I love you. And maybe I fell in love at first sight. That's why I asked you to be a part of this. But I never thought we'd get this far this quick. Almost feels like we're just a bit too fast. Well, next time, I'll make sure to take my time even more. Did you feel good? Well, that must have been an orgasm that I felt then. Truth be told, I was a bit out of it. However, I'm glad. It seems like it was an enjoyable time for you. And that is what it's all about, so to speak. Don't you think? Yeah, that's the look I was looking for. Definitely suits you a lot. And I think I'm getting used to this little by little. And you seem to have gotten used to it even faster. Well, welcome then, my newest darling. Welcome to the rest of your life.